I'm just sitting here looking at the latest letter from one of America's friendly credit card companies. I didn't know that these nice people actually knew me, but it says right here that they like me so much, they've decided to let me have up to $15,000 of their money, no questions asked, and just in time for the holiday shopping season. I ask you, is this a great country or what? These companies also do a lot for our nation's youth. They shower a typical college graduate with dozens of offers of instant debt before the ink is dried on their diplomas. For a young person already neck deep in student loans, think of this as being smothered with love. According to the Consumer Federation of America, the credit card industry mailed 5 billion mail solicitations to American consumers last year, an all-time record. 5 billion. That breaks down to almost 50 come-ons per family in the United States per year. But here's an odd thing. Having hooked families with more debt than they can afford, the companies are now asking Congress to make it harder, if not impossible, for those same families to seek bankruptcy protection they need to rebuild their lives. Gee, this turns out to be not very friendly after all, especially since nearly all bankruptcies are triggered by the loss of a job or high medical bills or divorce. Current bankruptcy law gives judges the ability to take these misfortunes into account in dissolving at least some personal debt. Judges also try to leave a family the resources it needs for transportation, food, and shelter. But under the credit card company's bankruptcy reform bill, judges will be stripped of such discretion. Normally, this would be a perfect issue for Democrats in Congress, standing with you and your neighbor against predatory lenders. But no. In the face of an all-out lobbying campaign by the industry, a large number of Democrats are lining up with Republicans to roll over and play dead. It's another pitiful performance by congressional Democrats who lost both houses of Congress in the recent election because they had no strategy to help average people cope against corporate excesses. Instead of fighting for their natural constituency, you, Democrats decided to make nice with the credit card industry, which has lots of campaign dollars to give. But, dear listener, they're not making nice to you, are they? This is Les O'Coin.